Unlike the stalled travel ban, President Trump's crackdown on immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally is ramping up, and that could mean we'll see more people in detention centers. For some companies, more detained immigrants means more business. Washington Post reporter Michael Miller profiled one company working within the immigration system. It's called Libre by Nexus, and it's grown from a small operation to a booming business. What does Libre by Nexus actually do, and what's with the name?
So Libre in Spanish means free, and Libre by Nexus says that that's essentially what it offers its clients. So what happens when someone is an undocumented immigrant and they're detained, put into an ICE detention center? Sometimes they are offered a bond. It could be $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. But it's very difficult for them often to pay that amount. These are people who have come here with very little. So they are increasingly turning to this company, Libre by Nexus, which offers to help them post their bond and get out of detention. But in return, they have the immigrants wear these GPS ankle bracelets and pay monthly fees for months, sometimes years, until their immigration cases are decided.
And I gather you also found out that people signing up with Libre by Nexus don't always understand those details.
Most, if not all, of the immigrants that I spoke to said they did not understand the contracts, which were given to them in English, a language that they don't speak for the most part. Some of them told me that when they got out of the ICE detention centers, they immediately had these ankle bracelets put around their ankles. Some of them didn't even know they would have to wear it. Those who asked questions or hesitated in signing the documents, some of them said that they were told, well, sign on the dotted line or we'll take you back to jail.
Did you speak with any detainees who were out on bond and wearing this ankle bracelet? And how did they feel about all this?
So, yeah, I spoke to a lot of them, and they said, in a way, they were grateful for getting out because this company did what other companies wouldn't do, which was get them out without requiring all this collateral. But at the same time, you know, the devil is in the details. And, you know, many of them were just frustrated, and some of them have gone as far as filing suit against the company, accusing it of fraud.
So one of the clients of Libre by Nexus is a man named Nefi Flores. Tell us what his situation was.
So Nefi Flores is a 26-year-old Salvadoran. He came to the United States in the summer of 2014. He says he was fleeing gang violence back in El Salvador. He was also trying to be reunited with his wife in Los Angeles. And so he essentially walked across the border in Texas and turned himself into Border Patrol, later claimed asylum. Problem was that he had spent all of his money trying to get to the United States. And he was unable to pay this $7,500 bond. So eventually, Nefi, sitting in this detention center in Tacoma, Washington, he heard of this company, Libre by Nexus. Mm. So his wife paid the company about 20% of his bond, $2,000, much less than the $7,500 bond. And he got out of detention. But he says that he didn't realize till the moment he got out and the company put this GPS bracelet monitor around his ankle that he was going to have to wear this clunky device. He also didn't realize, he says, until months later that payments of $420 a month wasn't going towards his bond, but rather was a rental fee that he would have to keep paying for years till his immigration case was decided.
And now Nefi Flores is one of the immigrants suing Libre by Nexus, correct?
Yeah, he filed a lawsuit accusing the company of fraud last May, and now the company has countersued him, alleging that he broke his contract.
Is Libre by Nexus taking advantage of the broken immigration system in the U.S.?
You know, the CEO, Michael Donovan, doesn't hide the fact that he expects business to double by year's end. I mean, business for Libre by Nexus is booming. He says that he wishes these people weren't detained and that they didn't have to use the company's services. But he says that they are essentially these immigrants' last hope for getting out of detention. But it's a controversial business practice. And a lot of immigration attorneys and advocates say that the company is basically preying on these vulnerable people instead of helping them.
What's the update on Nefi Flores? How's he doing?
The last I heard from Nefi was that he really just wants to get this ankle bracelet off. I mean, he's worn it for 3 years now. His neighbors see it and they think that he's committed some crime. He says that he's had, you know, bus drivers see it and call the authorities thinking that he's escaped from a detention center or a prison. And, you know, he says that he's just exhausted and wants this whole ordeal to end.
Washington Post reporter Michael Miller, thanks very much for the interview and for the story.
Thanks for having me.